Hey everybody, today we've got so much Deadpool and Spider-Man news that Coy died. Coy's literally dead. He's on our couch with our guests. Hi, Cosmic Guests. But Coy's dead. I'm sorry, everybody. But sit right there and we got Marvel movie news coming right up.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel movie news.
Hey everybody, we are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from Midtown High, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. It's episode 124. Is Coy actually dead?
Coy's dead. It was too much for him.
How did he get from the couch, the cosmic couch, over
Madison
to the
carried him.
Oh, Madison, our guest Madison Arredondo carried him over here.
Yeah. She was like Molly Hernandez over there.
Madison Arredondo is one of our fan guests. Can you bring him back to life for us real quick? Just wave your hands. Coy, are you alive now?
Did Madison bring you back alive?
No. Wow.
I was waiting for someone to say Deadpool, and I was going to dramatically rise up. It's right there in the name.
Nope.
She did it, though. She waited. She brought
you back.
She did.
Coy wasn't dead.
I had to crawl my way back. Yeah.
She used her nature Groot-like powers.
Yeah, her Groot. We are Groot. That's what Madison said. Yeah.
She felt the power.
Yeah. Way to go, Hunter S. Coy over there. Coy S. Thompson.
I put a lot of Weekend at Bernie's and Deadpool references out, but
nice.
When you do.
It's nice. It's well done. Yeah. I apologize to our iTunes audience who didn't get to see any of that. But Coy acted dead and was on our couch.
And I have a very silly shirt.
Yeah, you do have a silly shirt on.
It's a very Spider-Man shirt.
It is. Very Spidey. Very Spidey.
That's just a silly thing to have YouTube playing while you're on the... That's Coy, a silly idea.
Coy, you're a professional at this. Come on.
I was dead.
So Marvel Movie News, you can subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us at youtube.com/popcorntalk. You can also through their website, popcorntalknetwork.com, also on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at The Popcorn Talk on facebook.com/Marvel News Show. And guys, if you tweet a link out to our show with a message telling people about the live chat, Hydra Steve in the booth... We'll retweet you.
Ayo.
Ayo. Hey. Hydra Steve. Hydra, what? I have to do it.
Every week.
I feel like
another one.
I feel like I'm becoming like a drive time DJ. Like,
like a
beer, 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 beer. Hydra Steve. Hydra wife.
Dingo and the baby.
Well done. Good pull. Good pull.
I like the idea that you don't have a booth, though. You just repeat yourself every week. You're just like, I have this thing I say.
I have this sound effect. Beer, 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 beer. Well, I kind of am like a... sound effect. Like if you, like I sing and
Are you calling yourself a Michael Winslow?
No, I'm definitely not. That man is talented. I would never go as high as that.
Aim for it.
Yeah. I'm not even aiming for it. Like I'm not even close to being Michael Winslow. That dude is amazing.
I was just shouting out in the live chat. I was like, Ollie in the live chat. Our Ollie. He's like someone fan cast Coy. Nice call. And then someone said Brian
Callen. Ben Foster.
Yes. Yes. Marquia gets it.
Yes. I win today.
So, for those of you wondering, if you've never seen our show or heard our show, I am the host, Matt Key, at The Matt Key. I'm joined by Markeia McCarty at MarkeiaMcCarty.
Yes.
I'm trying to get the cadence down. Mm-hmm. But you are Markeia McCarty. You are our other host. And we're joined by the third host, Coy Jandro, at CoyJandreau.
Back from the dead. Good to be here, folks. Good to be here.
And we have we've got Hydra Steve in the booth. We've got Ollie who helped put the show together, and he's all helping on social media. Hello, Ollie. And we've got guests in the studio on the cosmic couch. Damian Arredondo and his adorable daughter Madison. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
And Madison, you are your Groot today. Is that right? Yeah. You got your
awesome
living Groot.
You are the living Groot. Damian, for those of you who don't know, is one of our guests. Brittany and I went down to the Mission Inn around Christmas time, just to be there, just to go to the Mission Inn. It's beautiful. Right. We had no idea that they had a giant, gorgeous light display every year. We got there just in time for that. It's really cool. You guys should go next year, or this year rather, not 2018. That's way too far away.
A year and a half.
Yeah,
mosey on in.
Yeah. A year and three quarters.
By then, 18 superhero movies have come out.
Exactly. But yeah, we were in line, just like looking at the lights, and I heard these guys call out my name, and they were fans of the show, and. They get to come on. So welcome.
Nice.
We went and got delicious donuts.
Yes.
They were amazing. Thank you for sharing your Mission Inn secrets. So here we go. All right. Nice. You want to jump into the Marvel news?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's some stuff in there.
Yeah. Demi, move the microphone just a little bit closer. There you go. All right. We've always got to start with Deadpool. Because Koi.
And we this started. Week, we have so much Deadpool.
All right, you know what? Koi, whenever it's Black Panther stuff, I defer to Markia, who is a much larger fan than the two of us. You are a bigger fan of Deadpool than either of us, so I will let you take the news.
I couldn't handle the Michael Shannon as Cable casting rumor, still a rumor, to such a level that I got that news at the mall and had to sit down. I literally was going to one of my favorite stores, Box Lunch, where they have the best superhero merchandise in the world.
Truly they do.
And I literally almost made it to the store when I got that information and had to find the closest place to sit. And I literally had like a Lamaze class to myself where I just like, Michael Shannon as Cable is as good as Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, and basically Ryan Reynolds was born and just needed to find the costume. Michael Shannon is Cable. He has the physicality, he has the dry humor, he looks just it's the best ever, and the two of them playing off each other. So I tweeted out a link, Hollywood Reporter's rumor, and Hollywood Reporter is very reputable, so I was like, this is probably a thing. Ryan Reynolds liked it, which to me Koi confirms Michael Shannon's Cable.
Koi confirms.
I'm gonna go ahead and Koi confirm.
He's a solid choice. He's a super solid choice.
Super solid.
So I'm a big Michael Shannon fan. So much so that I've waited to see him speak and such. And I saw a 3-hour career retrospective of Michael Shannon just talking about his life.
Yeah.
And that 3 hours was funnier than most improv I've seen in Los Angeles.
Wait, really?
Michael Shannon
I don't know him to be a humorous man.
His humor is so dry and perfect. And just like the way he describes everyday things is so weirdly, darkly funny. And like that's what we need Cable to be. Because Cable needs to be able to like have moments, but overall not realize he's funny.
Yeah.
And this man is hilarious just talking. And he's also, I mean, obviously the physicality and his look, he's an incredible thespian. Like, he can keep up with the work. I could not be more happy about this. Rumor, still rumor, is perfect.
But it is a rumor from the Hollywood Reporter.
I mean, that's
which
a big rumor.
That's
and
pretty reputable.
By the Ryan Reynolds.
And I got very excited.
Too hype. did not help my sitting when Ryan Reynolds liked it after he tweeted it. I was like, more sitting! Can I lay down at the mall?
I like that it knocked the youth out of him.
Couldn't hang. I was just out. Like,
knocked the youth right
it
out of
him. It just grew me a beard.
Yeah.
So it was incredible. And then after that happened, there was a leak of some previz photos.
Yeah.
Of another favorite of mine, Mr. Bradley Pitt. William Bradley Pitt, as his mother called him.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is a fun casting choice, and it's good, and I would have been excited if not for Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd have a sentence wherein I had to compare the two, because that's very different men. Yeah. But either of them would be amazing. I prefer Michael Shannon, but Tyler Durden's my boy. I love Brad Pitt. And that is, it's amazing that we're living in a Deadpool world where Brad Pitt might be Cable. What happened, man?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Here's what I'll say.
Maybe this is your rapture.
I think this is literally like my like when you die and you just look around and you're like, is this heaven?
Is this real?
I think heaven is the Hollywood Reporter saying Brad Pitt might have been Cable and Michael Shannon now. Like, that's literally like, I couldn't script this. It's heaven. Like, I couldn't, like, there's no better, like, it doesn't even make sense logically how this happened. Deadpool couldn't get made for 11 years. Brad Pitt, you might have heard of him. Cable? A time-traveling mutant son of Nathan... I mean, son of Scott Summers.
See, we were talking about
it. Happens.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I'm just... I got excited. Thank you, world. Also on the subject of Deadpool, the Deadpool musical everyone's been tweeting at. Have you guys seen it?
No.
No. There's a Deadpool musical.
There's a Beauty and the Beast scene where they do Gaston.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
So there's a Gaston song. It's an incredible song.
I know the Gaston song.
It's very good. They did a remake of that with Deadpool at the Federal.
Was it really?
And our buddy Julian made it. He directed it.
Really?
Yeah, so like people are sending me this thing that a friend of ours made, so it's really cool on so many levels to see my friend's work spread everywhere and to see Deadpool that successful. So we're going to actually have Julian on the show. You can talk about the whole thing.
All right, great.
Am I missing any freakout news?
No, but I am going to slow the news down now a little bit.
Give some facts and just exclamation points?
Just make sure that everyone understands what actually happened.
Yeah, because we went from zero to Koi.
Right? Yeah.
I do speak in exclamation points and caps.
Yeah, yeah.
I get real hype.
It's true. We went zero to Koi in no seconds. All right, so the rumor comes from Hollywood Reporter. It says that Michael Shannon is the lead choice right now by the producers for Deadpool and the writers and everyone involved at the top. The only thing, as far as they say, the only thing that's going to keep Michael Shannon from taking the role is scheduling conflicts over the summer, because they want to shoot Deadpool 2 over the summer. They're also saying that they want to shoot New Mutants over the summer. And just an aside from me, I think that that means Cable's probably going to make a very brief appearance in New Mutants because I think they're going to feed into X-Force. And, you know,
which we know they're going to do.
Which we know they're going to do, yeah. So Michael Shannon and Ryan Reynolds are now going to be sharing franchise sort of leadership. So that's one of the rumors. However, my favorite choice, David Harbour, is still in the running. And I actually think that David Harbour is going to end up being Cable because there's going to be too many scheduling conflicts with Michael Shannon, who
is very in demand.
I think he's probably going to end up being Cable, and I'm excited about that.
I still like
also
him.
Also, not a bad choice at all.
Not a bad choice. Yeah. It's like, these are our choices? All right, we're good.
That's what I mean. Like, we'd literally, like, any of these three names, I will still hyperventilate and not be able to contain my gun.
I will say that there were a few people who did not like the Lawrence Fishburne casting choice that you threw out.
That was so weird because he's an amazing actor.
I still like that choice. Yeah. I still stand behind you. I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, I hope
it's just it's just a rumor. But,
I was going to say, when you brought it up last week, I became a fan of that. I'd love to see Lawrence Fishburne as Cable.
He'd rock it out.
I would love to see him in the Marvel Universe, just anywhere, really.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have him anywhere just yet. I don't know what he's up to right now, but if not Cable, I want him as something.
He's on Blackish, I still believe. So.
Oh, is he?
Okay. Oh, that's good. A TV schedule's fine. We can work with a TV schedule. That's fine.
So I also want to address the Brad Pitt thing. That started off as Jeff Snyder over at Tracking Board. He used to be over at The Wrap. Now he's at Tracking Board saying, he said something very cryptic about like, hey, this might be cool. Like, this is possibly a thing. And then I think it was Collider who came out and said, actually, Brad Pitt really wanted the role. But the zombie movie,
World War Z,
the sequel. With David Fincher maybe directing.
Yeah. The sequel to that is proving to be problematic in terms of its scheduling, which is probably going to pull him out of the running. Apparently, Brad Pitt went to Fox and was like, hey, so I've heard about this Cable guy. I've read up on him. I'm interested. What do you
think?
What
I would give to just see Brad Pitt reading a Cable comic. Like, what?
I know. And it's crazy that we live in a world where A-list celebrities like this are now jumping at the chance to do this
stuff. Angela Bassett's in Black Panther.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
We could have made 10 years ago. Now it's like, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that superhero franchise.
I can do this.
And you know he's got to sign on for 97 movies.
So, and this 97. This is all leaked images of concept art for Brad Pitt as Cable. I don't know how much of this is fan stuff or what. It's just really fun to look at.
And can I say, if Brad Pitt's not going to do it, I will totally watch this movie of him.
Yes.
Of whatever this is. I will watch that movie too.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. All right. Let's move on to Black Panther. Right? It's nothing big. It's nothing big, but marquee.
But isn't it super fun?
It's very fun. It's very fun. I'm very excited about the about this. It's the here's the news. We got video, like Instagram videos and such of Black Panther on top of a very nice car. I am not a car guy, so I cannot tell you what it is. But this is all that gigantic, massive car chase sequence that they're filming down in South Korea. I believe.
Yes, it is South Korea.
I can't remember the exact city, but it is an artistic cultural center in South Korea. There's the bridge that's very popular in that city. It's a cool bridge, and it changes colors and everything, so that'll be pretty epic if it's in any of the shots, and I hope that it is. That's basically the news. It's just fun to see Black Panther on top of a car.
Yeah, if you see the Instagram video, it's just the car going by and Black Panther's on top of it. And, you know, I've got to say, I like Black Panther on top of and chasing cars and motorcycles. Mm-hmm.
Me too. That sequence in Civil War was great.
My gosh. He wouldn't give up.
Do you need a?
Yeah, I'm good.
Need me to fan you down? It's okay. You can keep talking. I'll fan you down.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm not going to go to Koi levels with it. It's fine.
You're not going to go zero to Koi.
We know Black Panther's played by. I remember you when they announced Chadwick. You went full Koi. I know how it happens.
I was like, yes.
I get it. We've all been there.
Like trolling his Instagram, like, oh, let's see any training pictures.
You show me a picture of Michael Shannon on top of a car, I'll freak out too.
Yeah.
Just not in character, just Michael Shannon being like, ah.
If you show me a picture.
He's just doing that on top of a car.
I don't know what he does. I don't know what Wednesdays are like.
Yeah.
He might just go crazy.
If you show me a picture of Benedict Cumberbatch just sitting at home eating crumpets, I'll get excited. Not because he's Benedict Cumberbatch, but because he plays Dr. Strange.
We like, you know, I like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Snickerdoodle Cumberballs.
Yeah. You guys wonder what our Tuesday to Tuesdays are like in between the scenes. It's a lot of looking at famous people do weird things on the internet, apparently, and we get excited about it.
Apparently so. all right, any more Black... Like, that's kind of it for Black Panther. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Quick news.
You can go look it up yourself.
Go see it.
If you didn't know the news, go look it up. Chris Evans on whether he'd play Captain America in Avengers 4 and beyond. So if you remember the story from probably a couple of weeks ago, there I believe it was an Esquire that they reported that Captain America was not interested in playing Chris Evans, that's his name, right?
That's how much he's Cap.
Wow. That's just how tired I am, really. And yes, he is very much Cap. He's very much redefined the role. I think he's helped redefine the character in the comics in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So good on you, Chris Evans. I know you're watching our show. Good work.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bruh.
Yeah, we appreciate the character development.
You did.
Thanks for not making him interchangeable with other characters. Fox.
You're doing good.
I think we lost Madison, though.
No, I told Madison she could play with the toys the whole time. And if there's any toys up here you want to play with, Madison, you just let us know, okay? You're still a kid. We're enjoying watching you play. Because we all wish we were still kids. That's the bulk of what I'm trying to say here. So in the Esquire article, the writer said, "Oh, he's not going to play Captain America anymore because his contract is up."
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans didn't actually say that.
No. Yeah, turns out. He was out. Like, "Whoa!"
Turns out he didn't say that. I believe it was an interview with Collider. I might be wrong. Please correct me, other news sites, if I am incorrect. But I believe it was Collider. He spoke with them saying, "It's really not up to me. My contract is up. I'm not going to sit here and say no more. I think Hugh Jackman has made 47 Wolverine movies, and they somehow keep getting better. It's a character I love, and it's a factory that really knows what they're doing. The system is sound over at Marvel. They make great movies. If they weren't kicking out quality, I'd have a different opinion, but everything Marvel does seems to be cinnamon gold. Like I said, I love the character. Only reason it would end is because my contract is up after Avengers 4. My contract is done. Talk to Marvel." Basically goes on from there. So he's saying, "I'd love to do. I'll keep doing it."
He's like, "I'm good. I can still work my other stuff.
As long as we can work with my schedule and they, you know, renegotiate my contract, we'll figure it out."
Can we pause for a second and picture a universe where there are 47 Wolverine movies? Oh my God.
I do every day.
Are all of them as good as Logan? Fine, done.
45 of them are. X-Men Origins still happened. We have to excuse it, but I got us Logan.
He finally finished with, "I will absolutely keep playing Captain America and will take payment and hugs if it means I get to stay on."
Oh,
so
what a guy.
Let's all go hug Chris Evans.
This was payment, Chris. You accept this hug.
As if billions. Anyone needed to be convinced.
Billions of hugs for you. Yeah. One from each of us humans.
Human. Let's move on to Captain Marvel. Brie Larson is hoping that Captain Marvel will help break that glass ceiling. I think all of us are. I think all of us want that to be the case.
Okay.
The quote that she has is,
"I mean, Wonder Woman might beat that already.
And hopefully so. Hopefully so.
But
it looks real good.
Yeah.
Trailer.
You know, they actually don't have a trailer for Captain Marvel yet, Koi.
That's true. I mean, but it looks real good. Look how much she looks like Brie Larson and how much Captain Marvel looks like Captain Marvel.
Yep.
Look at them.
Look at those two.
Oscars, she came out and I was like, "Oh, Captain Marvel's at the Oscars." Mm-hmm. Like, she hasn't filmed a frame yet, but her regal poise and the majesty of Brie Larson looks real good.
Yeah. I'm excited. All right, cool. I'm excited. I think the casting is great. So here's the quote. "I feel a great responsibility. I want to create this symbol of strength and humor for women that I really wish I had growing up. It feels so valuable." She goes on to say, "We need to break through that glass ceiling. Women go to the theater to see a movie with a male lead, and men will go see a film with a female lead. We're all equals here." Amen. Preach. I agree. Okay. There's not really much to say. We don't have any Captain Marvel news. We don't even have a director yet. I agree. I feel like that is important to continue to sort of perpetuate that opinion.
I think Brie Larson is just has already embodied Captain Marvel. Like,
yeah.
She's already in that headspace. She's already reading the books. We've already seen all this stuff. So we haven't seen a frame yet, but I already associate her with Captain Marvel. That's a cool feeling.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I totally agree. Anything to add? Anyone? No? Moving on.
That's good.
She's waiting for Groot. She's just hanging. She's like, I got a lot of things to say.
She's like, "I know we're going to talk about
it." She knows Brie Larson from Scott Pilgrim.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's pretty great.
She's real great. Real, real great. I first met her in Community as Abed's girlfriend, I think, somewhere in season two or season three.
Oh, okay.
I was like, who's this lady? She's good at this. And then
she did more of this acting.
She should do more of this acting stuff.
Yes. Oscar.
I watched, like, the first season.
And then Community?
There wasn't anything wrong with it. It's just, like, there's a lot of TV to watch.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'll go back to
sometime. Like, for real? For real? It's
after
one
I
of
finish
the,
Legion,
it's
I'll
like
go
a,
back
It's up
to
there
it.
With Arrested Development. It's incredible. It's very good. It's good TV.
Yeah, I know it's referenced TV. A lot.
It is. And it's, like, the kind of the first postmodern. Anyway, okay. Thor Ragnarok.
Community news on Marvel Movie News.
I'll bump it up on my list.
Yeah, please do. Thor Ragnarok news. The only news we actually have here is, but I'm personally very excited about this. James Gunn was asked if he had seen the Thor Ragnarok trailer on Twitter. His response was, yes, it might be the best Marvel Studios trailer ever.
Woo.
Now, that is some high praise coming from a man who's...
Redefined Marvel.
Redefined, Marvel's going in the cosmic direction, possibly because of how well Guardians did.
Dare I say it redefined the action movie.
It may have.
Because...
There's an argument there.
Guardians is like nothing else. And yeah. Guardians 2 was him getting a blank check and Marvel being like, please, again?
Yeah, he gave us our characters back. Yeah. You know? And it's then it's like you have those characters and then go ahead and, you know... You can do whatever situation, but he gave us character back.
I'd argue Guardians and Logan are the two most character-driven superhero films, and a lot of the other ones are story-driven, because comics are largely story-driven because they're arc structure and they're serialized, whereas Logan was able to be character-driven because we were so invested from so many years, and then Guardians was interesting because we didn't have the exposure to the characters or the actors in the same way we had with Logan, but he was able to direct and write so well, it was as good a movie with the introduction. So
exactly.
I would argue it was a game changer for action, comedy, space opera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally agree. So
yeah, who would have guessed we wanted quality characters along with our wacky situations?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew we wanted those wacky situations to come out of really well-developed characters? Who knew?
So if he loves the Thor trailer, that means it's also as wacky hijinksy as we have been led to believe.
Take a Waititi.
I mean, hey.
Like, I mean, he's not doing any other kind of film.
Right.
Right.
You know, so like it's like I've said since Comic-Con last year, like, if I didn't have Doctor Strange, Thor Ragnarok would be the one that I was the most hooked on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even with Spider-Man and Guardians coming up, I'm excited for those two films, but Thor Ragnarok has me scratching my head in the way that I'm excited for it. You know, I'm like, I don't know what this is going
to
be.
It does feel really good to not know what it is.
Yeah.
There is that.
Yeah. And I hope that the trailers...
There's such a thing as giving us too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to use Sony.
So, speaking of James Gunn and Groot, Kurt Russell revealed some details about his character Ego. We're moving on to Guardians. We're not talking about Groot just yet. But we are going to talk Guardians real quick. And that is Kurt Russell says about his character. Let me find the quote here. He has great adventurous spirit that he shares with his son. We can all understand how you'd want to meet your dad if you didn't know who your dad was. And you'd heard these things about your father, and you'd been told these things by your mother, and you're trying to put it together. I think when it comes to parents that are missing, we have a tendency to put them on a pedestal. Peter is living in that world, but to finally have the opportunity to meet that person and then begin to care and pair them is really getting at what we're getting to do. So, let's see here. Oh, here's the news that I really want to talk about. Well, do you guys have anything that you want to say about that? I mean, it's kind of like, we kind of already picked that up.
Yeah, we get the vibe from. Yeah, I don't want to see anything else.
No, I agree. I agree. I haven't watched any of the TV stuff.
Nah, I won't.
Yeah, I've already said I expect for him to be Captain Ron.
Nice.
I expect for that. Maybe slightly more mature, but I expect for him to just be like this. Exactly what he said. Great adventurous character that's maybe not so mature, even though he has a mature face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I want that. He's a rogue.
Yeah, and I mean, he and Star-Lord are going to be the exact same characters, really, like in a lot of ways. So here's this. I don't know how to take this news. Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell are not quite done with the MCU, and by that I mean James Gunn told Fandango, this is definitely not a one-off talking about Stallone and Kurt Russell. They're both characters that we've taken a lot of time to develop, and they're a big part of the MCU now.
What do you think?
Tango and Cash in space.
Nice. Nice.
New Marvel property.
Yes.
Nice.
Write the book.
I love that.
Nice.
If you haven't seen Tango and Cash, you need to watch Tango and Cash.
It's important for your 80s experience, for it full really 80s. Is.
Wow.
Oh, who was the sister? It was, she played the water drums. Do you remember? Water drums was a thing in that movie.
You've revisited Tango and Cash much more recently than I have.
I have. Because
I haven't really seen that in years.
Same here. Man. Same here. You keep thinking on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about him as Jack, I mean, as Ryder and...
Richard Ryder?
Yeah, there's the word. I was thinking...
I for real, like, I'm going to be kind of actually disappointed if he's not Jesse Alexander, Sam Alexander's dad.
Ooh, interesting.
So we both have those. I really, really, really want him to be Jesse Alexander. I want him to have been, like, a part of, like, the special Nova Corps. So, like, wow, yes, like, the planet sort of, like, I guess, National Guard
version
of the Nova Corps kind of, like, went out in Guardians. There's still Nova Corps out there, like, special Nova Corps, special ops Nova Corps kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like... Because I like at San Diego Comic-Con, we saw him dressed in a Nova Corps outfit. Like, so I really want him to be Jesse Alexander, and I really want him to bring Sam Alexander into the Marvel Universe for Phase 4. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think at Nova, it's we're going intergalactic. It's time. And with someone like Stallone as a supporting character, you have time for the scheduling, you have time, but you have the gravitas of him in a trailer to bring audiences in. Nova's a strange character, but a Stallone movie, here we go.
Yeah, and like a Guardians 2 movie is a great way to introduce
absolutely
that, and Michael I also Rosenbaum. Love the idea of Michael Rosenbaum too, but we don't know, like, I've seen no footage of that guy, so I love the idea that humans have been in space, and James Gunn has said he Star-Lord's the only human he wants in space, but I really think it would be awesome if there have been humans in space for years. You know, like, maybe he's not even the first Nova. Like, what if the first Nova was, like, from the 19th century? You know, like, that. I think it would be fun. I think it would be a really cool thing to discover.
It's a big universe to play with, literally.
Yeah.
There it is. Thanks, I Chance for Terry Hatcher.
That's right.
Wait, really?
Yeah, oh my it was God. Terry
Revisit
Hatcher.
Revisit Tango and Cash.
Wow, I'm going to have to go watch that tonight.
It was Lois and Clark, Terry Hatcher.
Oh, my goodness. Do you guys, besides Tango and Cash, do you have ideas that you want to throw out for Sylvester Stallone?
Probably Nova Prime, but it's like he's probably look like Judge Dredd as well. So, but nice. He can do it.
Nice. So, before we leave Guardians, and this isn't actually like news. I just love how Chris Pratt talked about
better than what movie did you compare to Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane.
Yes.
Right. I think he put it on Facebook. I can't remember 100%. I should have written it down. Here's the full quote, just bear with me because it's very long, but it's so perfectly funny and Chris Pratt. On May 5th, the greatest movie in the history of movies is coming. There has never been and will never again be a movie like this. Seriously, ever heard of Citizen Kane? We are much better. Seriously, our movie just tested at over 1 million points. Rotten Tomatoes already has it at 234% fresh. Hashtag GOTG Vol 2 will win every movie award and about 39 Olympic gold medals in swimming, gymnastics, the skiing event with the gun, X Games, snowmobiling, and everything. It will win the World Cup and about 7 Super Bowl rings. Sorry, Tom Brady. Then he goes on to say, this movie will fry your brains and lift your spirits. James Gunn will be elected president of the world. They will add the faces of the Guardians to Mount Rushmore for sure. We're going to get a planet. May 5th will become a national holiday. Everyone will get pregnant. Hold on, because there's more. Candy will fall from the sky. Global warming will stop. Dinosaurs will come back to life, which, unlike some movies might tell you, is actually a really good thing because they won't flip out and kill people. Instead, they'll be your awesome pets. So basically, get your tickets as soon as you can. Don't be the only person on the planet who doesn't see this movie.
I love that. And you know what? Old lace. That's just what that means.
Yep. We get old lace. We get old lace.
I don't know if it's the way you're going to say
is that Chris Pratt or Andy Dwyer?
Yeah,
that sounds like Andy Dwyer. True.
Yeah,
and the way I don't know if it was the way I was read or just hearing Chris Pratt voice, but I also heard it as like Saturday, Saturday, Saturday.
That's what I was going for.
You totally hear
Sunday
him announcing a monster truck rally as a movie.
Dude, I was raised in Texas. I saw that every week.
You get it. That's that world.
I know it. I know that.
That's Chris Pratt land.
I'm a good old cowboy. Yeah.
I love the idea that he just like walked out of a screening of that and was just like, oh, I can't contain myself.
Yeah. Oh my God, the greatest movie ever of all time.
Oh, 230. 34% fresh.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
We will get a planet.
if there's anyone I want to hang out with, like, Ryan Reynolds more, and Chris Pratt and Ryan Reynolds as much as this Jake Shaw and Ryan Reynolds bromance. Like, I want to see, like, the three of them just, like, superheroing around.
Oh, my God,
really
yeah.
Cool.
Like, yeah, let's do it. Everybody go see Life and pretend it's Venom. Just, well, no, let's make it happen.
I saw the trailer for that. That was awesome.
Right?
Yes.
For Life?
Life.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
Scary. Speaking of
Don't
Venom.
Don't watch it, Madison.
Madison, it's a scary trailer.
Ooh, segue.
Unless you want to.
Good segue, everybody. Let's talk about Venom.
Yay!
Apparently, the movie production start date will be later this year, like fall of this year, which means that they're probably looking at a similar release date because it's typically a year between filming and release. Typically. Right. It's not always that way, but especially with Marvel films, that tends to, you know, be the way they do it. So I think they're looking at a fall 2018 release, which makes sense because My Entertainment World has this listed, the movie Venom, listed as a horror sci-fi film. It would make sense for them to release it around October.
It would. I'm scared.
Halloween.
I'm worried.
I'm A-okay with that.
Yeah. You're A-okay with the release, or you're A-okay with the movie being...
I'm okay
being...
with it being released in October, because I see all the movies in October, so for me personally, that works at my schedule.
Perfect. Okay, good, good. I mean, I'm sure that that's exactly what Sony was thinking, so when they considered this was your schedule.
It's almost... There's CGI in this movie, and having it start filming soon, and then out next year seems a little... Like, how are they possibly going to get it?
No,
oh, wait, because... they're doing a lot of CGI for the movie?
I mean, they're going
to... It's Venom.
I mean, yeah,
Venom.
Yeah, you can do some practical effect with it, though.
There will be some practical, but there will also... And here's the deal. They're already starting on the CGI.
That's true. Okay. No,
they've
that's
already
fair.
Started it.
Right, of course.
Okay. I mean, they typically... Like, they've, if this has been in development for over a year now, which I think it probably has been in some capacity,
they have some sort
they've
of...
already started previs on it. They've done some previs on it just to prove that it's even something that can be done, how it looks, will audiences like this. So they've already... I don't know. Obviously, I'm not in the process. I don't know how much they have, but I guarantee you some of it's already done.
Yeah. The lack of connection to Spider-Man is really worrisome.
Yeah, I guess in my head, what I was picturing, like, this, you know, kind of like an alien movie where most of the film is trying to escape, you know, this parasitic symbiote, and then, like, realizing that it's been on you the entire time and you've been doing things that you didn't even realize that you were doing, kind of a thing. And I kind of pictured it like that in my head, like real, like... psychological horror, and then so that's why when it's like CGI, and then I'm just picturing a Venom like pinballing around a space station.
Flubber in space.
Oh my god.
Black flubber.
Oh my god. Stop.
Oh no, the flubber is coming.
Stop.
This fall.
Flubber.
Flubber is back.
Evil flubber. Oh my god, stop it. Get out.
I'm just a little worried because Spider-Man is Venom, and like the association, like I like Flash's Venom, I like Space Cop Venom, I like I like Guardians Element Venom, but like the core of Venom is the fact that it's like, I love the id and ego aspect. I love that it's the darkness that Spider-Man like represses. I love that it's like the version of him that doesn't have the responsibility. So to sacrifice that, like, what do you think?
I was gonna say, you can't tell Venom without its origins. The origins being Spider-Man,
so. Right? That's a huge factor.
So
like,
you basically have to change his origin story.
Well,
and I'm saying he, but
it's a beloved character. I feel like sacrificing an origin for the sake of a release date and to not tie it into something is a bit. I don't know.
Well, and I think you bring up a very good point, Damian, and that is like he's basically Spider-Man. Like he's he has webbing. He's got a spider symbol on his chest.
Right.
He's got the Spider-Man like.
Suit manifests because of Spider-Man's suit. Literally, that's the story. He gets the suit on, and then he's like, this looks about right.
He's like, this
How
works.
Is that going to not be a thing?
Yeah, so, like, especially when it's, like, coming from the exact same studio that's already doing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand how...
Why?
I know why.
I think we all know why.
Like, we all know why. Well, yeah, like, there's a cash register sound.
Yeah. I refuse to accept money as an option.
Well,
studios.
Then you
have hearts.
Then you're an idiot, Coy.
Oh, Coy.
There's more in the world than money.
There is.
That is true.
There is, and I'm sure the studios agree with you to a certain point.
Until they have to get in their
until they see their bottom line, and then they're like, "Wait, no, there is.
We could do an alien space.
We could do an alien space movie and spin that off into its own universe that's completely separate from the universe that we've already married to Marvel's universe."
Yeah, I mean, a way around it is I'm just throwing this out there. A way around it is You know how Venom, like, you know, it permeates mm-hmm. everything. So, like, brain and everything mm-hmm. else like that. Maybe Spider-Man already exists. So when Venom takes over, he sees it in their brain, da-da-da. It's like, oh, my God.
That's a powerful creature. That's so I should incredible. Be that thing.
Let me pattern myself after this. That's a possibility.
I mean,
or they can just go psychological thriller horror with it, like Alien in space. Alien was already in space.
Alien in space.
But I mean, like, give us that, and then you can still have it be called Venom, but have it be different.
I mean, Alien and Aliens are two of the best movies of all time. If they can do that with Venom, I will forgive the lack of Spider-Man.
Well, and Dante Harper, who wrote Alien Covenant. Mm-hmm. is writing the script for this. So, right. like, that just adds fuel to the fire that this is going to be
right.
a horror, like, horror sci-fi. Then,
think about it. If they bring in Carnage in this whole mm-hmm. R-ratedness, we know mm-hmm. that Carnage is, like, the offspring of Venom, and he didn't even realize that it was there. How alien is Carnage going to be if it didn't even have Spider-Man in the first place?
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
So I do want Carnage. I do.
We all want. I
really think that they're going to build like a maximum Carnage thing.
Right. Like, and I do agree.
Talk about R-rated Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
It's not like they're doing a franchise entirely off two people having the same hair like Black Cat or Silver Sable, because that'd just be dumb.
Yeah. You're being ironic, right, Koi? Is that what you're doing? Is that sarcasm?
We've got our snarky pants on today.
Yeah, apparently so. So I do want to briefly mention that Collider, I believe, is rumoring that it will be R-rated, which I believe I said that last week. I was like, oh, this is their R-rated thing that they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Because Sony hears the footsteps. They hear Fox coming up fast. And they're like, wait, Marvel doesn't have any rated R stuff. And Spider-Man, wait, oh my God, Venom, we could do rated R. Like, I don't know. Sony, what are you doing? I want to believe in you. You got my faith when you did the whole Marvel Studios Spider-Man thing. But, I mean, just look at that. Like, he's Spider-Man. How can... So, here, look. This is all rumor. We don't know. For all we know, they're going to be connected. It's going to be great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The big reason that we're saying it doesn't seem like it's going to be connected is, A, it doesn't seem to fit with Tom Holland. Yeah, like, all of a sudden, it's like, bright and shiny, and we're singing Beatles songs. And now it's like... Oh, also dark. 90s metal. Bro. Like,
John Hughes and David Fincher metal. Just like staring at each other. Like, how do we make this movie? I don't know.
Yeah. Like the tones don't match.
So it just has to be. It just has to be different. It has to be different.
Yeah. So
set aside.
Sony.
It can happen because you know Fox. It could happen. The time.
Yeah,
I won't be upset until I hear Finite Fact.
Yeah,
and I'll just be casually worried.
John Watts, his like the director of Spider-Man Homecoming in the sequel, and you know maybe threequel, who knows? Probably so, but maybe not
trilogy.
The trilogy, yeah, they call it trilogies. Whatever, I don't. I'm too cool to call it trilogy. I use my own words. I'm Shakespeare over here. I'm Shakespeare. I'm Shakespeare over here. Threequel, whatever. Yeah.
Shakespeare, a little known fact, from the Bronx.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah. Who knew? Future, and past Bronx.
And he wore Tim's.
Yeah.
Didn't know
that. Yeah. Now you do. Who knew? John Watts said that he doesn't know anything about the movie and that it's not connected to his in any capacity. And that's where like everyone's like, the movies aren't connected. Maybe they are. Maybe Sony has a grand plan and they just haven't shared it with, you know,
and how cool would that be? If we get to the end of the movie, then we find out shared as opposed to knowing everything about it.
Yeah, which would be great. And I hope that that's what they do. Yeah. Sony creating Black Cat Silver Sable spinoff. Not involved in the MCU.
I just predicted the future, guys.
Koi's psychic.
So the Black Cat and Silver Sable, we've already kind of mentioned it, but they're going to be connected to the Venom universe in some capacity. And it seems like Sony's trying to do their own Spider-Man spinoff universe. It seems like extended universe. Like Sony's like, we don't have an extended universe with superheroes, so Spider-Man... Like, that's what it feels like to me. Like, this feels so desperate to me, and I'm sorry. I want to be excited about this, and maybe I can be, and I'm sure I'll get a lot of hate in the comments, but I'm just not excited about this, and I want
to
be.
The reason why I find it interesting enough for them to follow it is because these are characters without any superhero powers. Mm-hmm, so I appreciate...
Black Cat.
Well, okay, but when she starts off,
sure,
you know, but then you know, things change obviously for her. But I mean, like for Silver Sable, I mean, that's all, you know,
she's basically
above
Tomb
Olympic
Raider.
Prowess, you know.
Yeah, the Tomb Raider version. I love that idea. That's a thing.
Yeah, and so I mean, that's a different take on the whole superhero genre, because they're doing superhero things. I mean, Silver Sable's a Nazi hunter. Yeah. That's a superhero.
She's like Domino. Like, she'd be like an awesome female assassin. Domino the movie, not Domino the character. Domino the Keira Knightley movie.
No, but speaking of Domino, Black Cat like Domino. Is, right. Black Cat is kind of like Domino, except the cat thief with the and without luck. The white faces.
Yeah.
So there's only so many powers, you guys.
if you are lost, let me clarify real quick. Silver Sable is a character... I cannot remember her. I think her name is something like Sable Silverton or something. It's like,
I think
something...
her name is actually like Silver Sable Nova. Or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
It's like
Sibonowski or something. Yeah. Her dad.
I remember just being totally similar.
Yeah, her dad runs his own sort of like mercenary group, sort of like small militia, mercenary army for hire, Nazi hunter. She eventually takes that over, basically like. She is very wealthy and has her own militia, I believe called the Wild Pack, and they hunt criminals. Mm-hmm. They're like very like high skilled assassin level.
Yeah, she's
bounty hunters.
She's involved with Dr. Doom, like not involved romantically. I mean, just like she's really close to Latveria and
So like she's hunted Spider-Man. She's been paid to hunt Spider-Man, but she's also helped Spider-Man. So she's very much a villain, hero, anti-hero kind of character. Same with, it's the exact same with Black Cat. She's very much like Catwoman.
Mm-hmm. Anti-hero for hire.
Black Cat is very much like Catwoman, except that she actually does have a power, and that power is she can alter your luck very much like Domino. So yeah, she's like a black cat crossing your path. Oh, bad luck. Oh,
yes.
Too bad.
And she never gets cold.
Yeah. Yeah, never cold.
It's the fur.
She never gets cold.
It's the
cold.
Fur. She's warm right here. She's great. She's good. She's swinging through the sky, really protected in the shoulder area.
Yes, that's all you need to be protected in. You don't want to protect your breastplate.
Nope.
You
know? No.
Not
there's
for nothing.
Don't need to protect that.
There's nothing important.
You don't have a heart there.
You know what, guys? I think that's all the news we've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing else dropped.
All the news we got. No, I mean, no trailers.
There's no. Should we fan cast them?
Ooh,
fan cast.
You know, that
the
is,
audience
that
knows
is so
I cannot
far,
do that. I cannot
so
do that.
Far,
that's
the,
so
the actresses
ahead.
That be the right age now will be like 2 or 3 years older by the time this happens.
That is true.
Sadly. I like, Felicity Jones was good to be set up for the Black Cat for The Amazing Spider-Man.
That would have been very fun.
She was to be. I like
can
Emily Browning. Emily Browning as Silver Sable. She has like a really cherubic face, which would be fun. White hair.
Yeah.
You know who I like? The lead actress of Hannah.
Ooh.
Do you remember?
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan.
Her. Saoirse Ronan. I like her.
She's very cool looking.
As Silver Sable?
As Silver Sable. I think she's doing like a whole lot of dramas or something now.
No,
I know she's
good,
Irish or something.
Yeah, she did an amazing Irish film last year.
Also, who else do I like? Oh wait, she's already in stuff in Marvel. She was in Dollhouse. She was also in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Her last name's like she's from Nepal, but she was born in Australia. She's a great actress.
Mallory Jansen?
No. Her name's a little bit less Middle America.
No, no. I'm gonna think on this week. I didn't think to fan cast this. I'm gonna come back with stuff next week.
Yeah.
Darn it.
But let's talk Spider-Man.
All right.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think? So we got a brand new trailer today. Darren or Damian, what'd you think?
Pretty awesome. I like seeing more of the Vulture.
Not too,
it wasn't too much, but it was enough to where we got to see what he could do. So it was the right amount of Vulture.
Yeah. Madison, did you watch it? Mm-hmm. Did you like it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have a favorite part?
Where he glides.
Yeah, it's pretty cool,
right?
That's super cool.
I wonder how they filmed it.
With a lot of
very
special effects.
Very carefully.
And very carefully. Probably a lot of wires.
Don't want to hurt Tom Holland. He's got to fly.
Yeah, he's got a web wings. So we got... I want to start with the Vulture.
Okay.
Because I think this is interesting. He is...
No, it wasn't Elijah Dishku chat room. Oh, wait, there it is. Charles Lee, Daichin Lachman. That was
it. Oh, yeah.
That's her. Yeah.
And as Silver Sable?
Yeah.
She would be great.
She was pretty fun.
And just, I mean, she was in S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, she could still be in...
Yeah, but she was only in like a handful of episodes, like a storyline.
She was like in the last half of last season, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Inhumans.
And that's TV. We can work around TV
schedules. Can work around TV. And Sony could figure that out. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I have so much vitriol for Sony today. I don't even know why. I don't even know where it's coming from.
There's an actress I really want to mention, so I'm going to be Googling for a second. I'm not ignoring anyone, but she'd be perfect for Silver Sable. Please
hold on. Okay.
All right, cool.
So Michael Keaton, we found out in an article yesterday from USA Today, and then we saw in the trailer today, that he's up against damage control. Which I am so excited for. So here's what happens. Michael Keaton and his team, Bokeem Woodbine, who goes on to become Shocker, and Michael Sheerness, who goes on to become the Tinkerer, those three, plus I'm sure others, all run like a salvage company and a cleanup crew, and they specialize in going in and taking care of superhero fights. So superhero comes in, there's a big fight, buildings crumble, the Chitauri invade New York. There's alien weapons all over the place. Michael Keaton, who plays Adrian Toomes, the Vulture, his crew, they come in and clean it all up. The problem is that when Tony Stark creates damage control with the American government helping, like the two of those giant government organization comes in and says, we're going to take over cleanup, that pushes the little guy out.
But when you think about it, it makes sense because all that, you know, Chitauri technology and goodness knows what kind of hazards and it's actually for your benefit. He's like, what?
So Michael Keaton and all of his guys now all of a sudden lost all their contracts because of Tony Stark. He probably doesn't have a very soft spot for billionaires already.
Understandable. Well, he's you know, working blue collar.
Yeah, he's a blue collar. He's probably like, oh, these guys, I don't like these guys. Where they get all their money? I don't know where that voice is coming from. So he decides, hey, you know what? Not cool. I'm gonna take it all back. So they're a salvage company. They've probably have their hands on ancient alien technology, Chitauri technology, Ultron stuff. They probably have like drones that they've cleaned up. You know, like any number of other disasters that have happened in New York, where they work. You know, so.
And then you've got the Tinkerer and Shocker on your side, depending on where they're going to go. Shocker. Hopefully they make him a genius. That needs therapy. Hopefully they make him that way.
I'd love to have this instead of being the silly thing they were trying to do with everything comes out of Osborn. If everything comes out of like tech,
What's going to happen.
If we go Scorpion later, if we go like, you know, we have the Shocker involved, we have all these tech based villains that Spider-Man's so intrinsically involved with.
Here's what I think they're going to do. And this is what they did in the early comics, if you remember. The Tinkerer actually was the guy. I think the Scorpion got his tail and suit of armor from the Tinkerer. I think the Vulture did end up teaming up with the Tinkerer at some point. I think Mysterio was an agent of the Tinkerer for a while.
You gotta love Mysterio.
Oh my god. If we get a Mysterio film, I will lose it. Will lose it for real.
Wait, who was it that that Koi fan cast for that Mysterio?
Ben Foster?
I mean, probably.
It would probably
be Foster. I had a bunch of Mysterios, but now that we don't know who Donald Glover is. Wouldn't that be fun if they bait and switches to make its thing as Prowler and then Donald Glover's like the big bad? God. That'd be fun.
That would be the best. That would be so amazing. Cool. I do think he'll be the Prowler, though.
I do think he will, too.
I think Mysterio's Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, I loved that one.
Oh, my God.
That was the fun one.
So, but I do think that probably at the end of this film, Vulture will be captured. Shocker will be down. Tinkerer will get away.
And so we have two of six.
He will go on to help fuel all these other
characters.
Perhaps recruit four more people to do something together. Perhaps, that might be sinister.
Perhaps some sinister guys.
That could be up to some no goods.
Some no goods.
We'll ignore that vault that are all those other... Do you remember at the end of that Spider-Man?
Oh, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes, we'll ignore that.
We'll ignore that vault. Yeah.
Could I... That didn't happen. I have a very brief fan cast for Silver Saber Black Cat, now that I have names.
Do it.
Please.
I was thinking for Black Cat, Kiersey Clemons, who is incredible and dope. She was the young actress with short hair.
Oh, my God, yes.
And Kiersey Clemons in Dope. Have you ever seen Dope?
I haven't seen it yet.
Can I throw up a problem to that?
Yes.
Iris West. She's Iris West in The Flash.
Ah.
She's also apparently in the Justice League. She's listed on IMDb.
She's great, though. Okay, well, that's one. That's one.
And she could still do
it. I love Kiersey Clemons.
Yeah, she's great. She was great and dope.
Also, Nikki Suhu. She's an incredible martial artist actress. I want the physicality there.
Yes. Sure. That's important for me. That is so important now. That is so important. That is so important.
Nikki, I'm going to send you this link after. Nikki, you're great. So I'm calling you out, Nikki Suhu. And then
Silver Sable has to be a more. Thank you. Yes, right? She has to. That's important.
And then she's an Ant-Man, but friend of ours, Anaconda. I think would be a great Black Cat. I think the physicality, the petiteness, the fierceness, Anaconda would be good.
And she's barely an Ant-Man. She's the very, very Ant-Man.
So those are my two for that. Now, my one for Lily Collins for Silver Sable. She's in that movie Baby Driver. She's the female lead.
Well, Baby Driver's not even out.
I know, but she looks great. And she was she was Cinderella in the Cinderella
movie.
And then the girl I had to look up because I don't know her name. She's on Lethal Weapon. She plays the lead girl... and I lost her name, but the girl that plays Riggs' love interest is only in two episodes, but she like steals it. And Lethal Weapon's a really underrated show. So those are my fan casts for today.
All right,
nice. Ding.
Sounds good. Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited. I like that motivation for the Vulture. I want to go back to that. I like that motivation a lot. I also think that that gives him so much more like you're kind of almost in a way rooting for him. You're like, yeah. Yeah, you kind of were screwed.
Yeah,
like,
this happened to you.
Right.
Like, this happened to you.
That kind
of
sucks.
And, like, yeah, of course Tony Stark did that.
Yeah.
Like, of course Tony Stark is like, yeah, well, I can do a better job than these guys. I have this terrible guilt complex for the fact that I've just decimated 3/4 of the world. So I've got the money. I'm going to clean it up. Like, he's not paying attention to the fact that he's really kicking the little guy out.
Yeah.
And you know how he'd be with that. He'd be like, oh. Tough luck, man.
Yeah, tough luck. And what's funny is that we see later on, well, I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more, but we see later on that Iron Man, Tony Stark, has to teach Peter Parker a lesson.
Right.
Yes. He's like, hey, you done screwed up, kid, and give me my suit back. You don't deserve that suit until you've learned that there are consequences to your actions, except that you just like canceled this dude's contract and he now has it out for you and he's now decimating the city and Spider-Man's trying to clean up after that mess.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
You know, so I do think that there's some fun parallels there to play with.
I think that's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah. Whether they play with it or not, we'll see. Yeah. But Stark always has a lesson that he has to learn. And let's actually jump into that.
I also want to briefly mention that I love the fact that he loses the suit. Only because it gets me a Scarlet Spider-esque Spider-Man suit, but because it gets me a Spider-Man that has to be Spider-Man. I was so afraid. I know people love Iron Spider, and he's a beloved character in the current stuff, but I always felt like, and I don't personally like the Dan Slott stuff where Spider-Man's Iron Man. He's Spider-Man. So I don't want a character that relies on an iron costume as designed by Tony Stark, because we have one of those. I don't want a character that doesn't rely on his own wherewithal. Like, I want a character that has spider powers.
Yeah.
So, like, we at least have some scenes where he is relying on his own wits and science and smarts, and he's in just a sweatshirt. Like, that's Spider-Man. And it also gets rid of the whole problem of how did this kid design the suits. Like, in the first two movies, we have these franchises where it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I like how it answers that question, but also gives us both Spider-Man. So, that's exciting.
Do you have anything that you want to add?
That hits the nail on the head. But for me, I wouldn't have minded, you know, having, you know, this movie where the kid has this really cool suit and da 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 da. But I didn't even realize how much I love the fact that it gets taken away from him.
Yeah.
And then I love what Tony says, like, if you're nothing without the suit, then you don't deserve the suit.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's Tony Stark saying that.
Yeah.
So
he's learned that lesson.
Yes. And it's like, you have to travel my road, kid. This has to happen.
Well, and here's what I like. I like that that's what they're doing in the movie. I love that that's what they're doing in the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that that's what they're doing in the movie. I just wish that I didn't see that in the trailer.
That's my thing with this trailer. It's a great trailer for a movie I've already seen.
Yeah, it is a fun, bright, exciting trailer. It gives us a little bit more of the villain's motivation and his story, which I'm excited for. They could have stopped there. I didn't need to see this whole scene with Stark going to Parker saying, give me your suit back.
Right.
You know, even if they had just said, what if someone died? I was trying to be like you. I wanted you to be better. Stop there.
Right.
I don't need to see. I'm going to need the suit back.
Yeah, it gives so much away.
So what we're saying is they let us have too much awesomeness.
Just a little too much trailer? Awesome.
For me personally, some people, like, I know a lot of people who love it. I love the trailer. Like, the trailer's fun. It's a lot of fun. I like a lot of what they did. But
at this point, I don't need other trailers. I will say that because I have this.
And now, the problem is that this is in July.
Exactly.
So we know that there's going to be at least one more trailer, probably plus an international trailer.
Yeah, that's a lot. And TV spots out the
wazoo. And TV spots. Like, and if they're spoiling this, like, and this isn't that much of a spoiler. Like, it's fine.
I mean, we guessed this months ago. When I saw the first trailer, I was like, oh, so Tony Stark takes his suit back and he has to fight him on his own.
I didn't get that. I thought, like, I thought Spider-Man probably made the choice to get rid of the suit or, like, because Vulture was had learned how to track him. Or Stark was tracking him and, like, not letting him go be Spider-Man.
I always saw Tony as a father figure, so I always saw the responsibility being, like, you know, removed.
I think it's awesome that you saw, like, had that insight and called that. In fact, like, that's one of the first things Matt Cook tweeted me or texted me today. Like, oh, my God, Coy called it.
Yeah.
Coy totally called it. But I just wish that I didn't know.
Yeah, like, I don't want to know.
And here's why I wish that. Because it tells me the entire plot of the film.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to say it here because, like, if you have not personally figured that out, like, all that, like, I don't want to spoil anything with my own speculation, but
you're going to have to, like, live under a rock for the next few months, though, to not run across this. Yeah, the promotions are going to be everywhere. Because, you know, promotions will be everywhere. And then, of course, TV trailers.
Yeah, and, like, I never watch the TV trailers anyway. Yeah. Like, even if they come on TV, I'm like, no! And I, like, run to the other room, like,
That was my thing about this one, was I was like, what if I don't watch it? And then I was like, I see a lot of movies. Like, there's no version of this where you don't get to see this.
Yeah, so...
I will say one thing that I really liked about it, though, for trailer-wise, where it's... when he's disarming those bad guys, and it looks like it's going to be something small. Oh, a couple of guys with some guns. Oh, I can take care of this. This is nothing.
Yeah.
And then, boom, Vulture.
Yeah.
And the ship's being split in half. And then it's like, whoa, this escalated so quickly.
Yeah.
And then when it showed in that scene, like, the next thing was, you know, Tony Stark being like, no.
Yeah.
This cannot happen. It's like, dude, I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So
I
enjoyed that there was, like, that huge escalation.
But I think...
to then have to give the suit back. That's what that was.
No, I agree. And I think that... I even said this on the Screen Junkies. You and I were on Screen Junkies earlier today going over the trailer. I've been dealing with this trailer since 7 this
all
morning.
Day.
Yeah, I've been dealing... This has been my life all day. I said this morning that one of my favorite things about it is this is the Uncle Ben moment.
Right. Which I love.
Because this is, you know, we pointed out on Screen Junkies today, and you know, this is thanks to, like, our lovely producer over there, Roth, who had this insight. This is almost an origin. This is his origin in a way, because we don't get the Uncle Ben origin story.
Right.
We never got it in Civil War. We don't need it anymore. They're not going to give it to us on Spider-Man, probably not even in a flashback. We'll probably hear a mention of, like, oh, well, your Uncle Ben, you know, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to happen. Like, he's still a major part of their life. But we don't need to see all that happening. We don't need to see, whatever. But we do still need to see Spider-Man learning...
Responsibility. Yeah. With his great power.
With the great power. Exactly. So I do think, like, exactly what you're saying, like, this fairy is his Uncle Ben moment. And he goes in thinking, like, because, like, you see how cocky he is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He goes, he's like, I've got this suit, whatever, web bomb, I got this. And Vulture's like, oh, do you? He's like, oh, my God, no, I don't. It's did not think this through. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, everybody. And, like, you even see him going, like, no. Like, you know he knows that this is his fault in some way.
Too much, yeah.
And then here comes Iron Man. Daddy's got to save him. You know, so this movie is going to become Spider-Man proving himself, which is what we want.
If that's what we need for our first movie with Tom Holland.
Yep.
May I be for the diatribe?
Bagadoo!
I love the fact that this feels the most like the Spider-Man look that they've done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like he poses like Todd McFarlane. He swings like Mike Ringo. He looks like a John Romita Sr. meets Jr. And all that stuff we got from Civil War. But even more so, the Spider-Man comics. And with a dash of, a heavy dash, let's say, a full layering of Marvel salt. Like, this is so intrinsically part of the Marvelverse. We get Cap, we got Iron Man, we got all this stuff to make you know you're in that universe. And then they also made, I mean, we knew before, but Ned is Genki. Like, we get basically a greatest hits. I made the joke, like, now that's what I call Spider-Man. Like, this is literally the greatest hits album of Spider-Man. And I love that he moves like he does in the video games. Like, we have all this fluidity of Spider-Man, all this stuff you couldn't do before. Like, technology has caught up to make this possible. And as much as I don't like how much I've seen, I love that they're pulling on our heartstrings with the Spider-Man 2 reference, that they're referencing every medium of Spider-Man, so it feels like you're catching up, so this universe is one beautiful thing. So I couldn't be happier with the tone. I'm just worried that when I watch the movie, it's going to feel like Age of Ultron, where I was like, oh, look at me connecting the dots between the trailer that I already saw.
Yeah.
Because Age of Ultron is a fun movie, and I don't like dislike it. I just feel like when I watched it, I knew it. I don't want that. I didn't need to see Iron Man push the ship together. I didn't need to see that last line. Worth noting, the scene where Tony steps out of the Iron Man suit wearing the all black is like the most current Iron Man comic imagery ever, and I loved that.
Oh, I love it.
But I didn't need it. Like, I'd rather watch the movie and be surprised by these things. And if you'd given me one scene with Genki and Ned and Spider-Man talking in the bedroom, that trailer would have been stronger for me.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, I'd prefer to have character build trailers that reveal nothing over a sizzle reel of the movie.
Yeah. And I loved, like, the can you summon an army of spiders? Did you meet him in, like, the Captain America fitness challenge?
So funny. Yeah.
Great. I love that stuff.
First trailer was that.
Stole a shield.
Yeah, stole a shield. So, like, all of that stuff. Yeah. And then he's like, can I try the suit on? And he puts it on. He's like,
so funny.
This is so bad. Like, yeah.
I could have lived there. I could have lived in that first act stuff. Because that's the first act. I want my trailers to stop before the inciting incident in the second act that ruins the third act. And they've given us the plot by plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a little buttered. Yeah.
A little. That being said,
it looks awesome.
Oh my god.
That being said, it's full really positivity. Yeah. I did a lot of this today.
I love Koi and I were talking this morning at Screen Junkies, and I love what you said there when you said, I hate that I saw so much of the movie, but I love the movie they showed me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fully and I think that's a great way to say it.
Look at him, Burt Reynolds. Like,
yeah. What are you doing, hey guys. Hey guys,
it's so good.
Love it.
This is Spider-Man. This is the Spider-Man I dreamed of when I was a kid. It sounded a bit negative before. I could not. This is an A plus situation. This is Spider-Man, and a new generation gets to have all of the things worked out. We experienced the faults of Spider-Man 3. We experienced the writing of Spider-Man 2. Not the new one, not the old one. Right. So this is like the greatest hits. A new generation gets to, your Spider-Man gets to be dope. So I'm jealous.
We're all telling you that we're jealous of you, Madison.
You get to play with toys. You get a great hat thing. I'm just jealous.
You get to be Groot.
Yeah, it's just a great life.
It's incredible. It's a good life for you.
Spider-Gwen.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Gwen.
She's awesome.
That's actually one of the things with the Spider Universe. There's speculation that it could be like a female Spider-Man on that side of things. Like a Spider-Woman.
Spider-Gwen's great. Spider-Woman's a good book.
Spider-Gwen. All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so. They're going to get Howard the Duck.
It's
gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. All right. So let's wrap it up on the Spider-Man. Yeah. We love the trailer.
Love the trailer.
One of the things that Matt Cook texted me was that it's Matt Cook is an old host of our show when we first started, and then he went to become a star on CBS's Man with a Plan. Like a jerk.
Hanging out with Matt LeBlanc instead of hanging out with us.
Yeah, what a jerk. One of the things he said was that he loved how bright and shiny it was, because that's what Spider, like, he's a hero very much like Superman. He fights in the day.
Yeah, and you got your flag moment. You got your, it's like the greatest hits, and I'm just so clappy happy about it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that being said, we could have done with about 5% less than what they showed us. I think that's the general consensus.
Yeah, a couple shorter clips or just one long scene that felt like a trailer. Either way.
Yep.
Yeah, you can keep things mysterious for us. We don't have a problem with that.
We don't know who Donald Glover is, though. That's cool. There are things we don't know. I'm so glad Childish Gambino is still hanging in the background, because I want to know what happens.
Danny? Donald.
Donald Glover.
Donald. I'm going to keep on confusing. I mean, they're Danny separated is too by old for decades. This stuff.
Yeah.
Donald. Separated by decades.
So we need to wrap it up and get out of here. Can you tell us some who's on the social medias? Do we have anyone talking to us?
Yeah, there have been a number of people, and I was trying to take screenshots of questions. We'll see how well that worked out. But real quick, we have some shout-outs for people, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce any of your names. Ian Keeley, add Mr. Ian Keeley, shout-out. Stephanie Gendro.
Stephanie Gendro.
Koi's mom, she's at Steph Amethyst. Oh, cool. CJM, at CJM Vines. Glorious Greg, at XG Healy 929. Daniel Drew. Oh, Daniel Drew. At Jedi Time saying, thanks for all the pictures, man. He sends us so many pictures. It's awesome.
He reads everything.
That dude is killing it.
I know. Comic Book Nostalgia at CB Nostalgia. Media _ Shock at Media Shock UK. And Robin Beer at Beer _ Robin. Shout out.
Shout out.
Dingo and the baby.
Shout out.
Had your kids, had your wife.
Yes. And Madison's friend's dog is what? 1 year old.
Happy birthday, Madison's friend's
Happy
dog.
Happy birthday to Madison's friend's dog.
I hope he's watching.
Do you remember the dog's name?
Snowy.
Happy birthday, Snowy.
Happy birthday, Snowy.
I've got two shout-outs. Teresa Luz in the live chat. And
Teresa.
Well, hello. And a few people corrected me that I meant Lily James, not Lily Collins. Very similar name. Lily James is who I was pitching. And someone said Sky Patterson. Sup? Said Haley Steinfeld, who's a great choice.
Whoa!
Well. She's amazing. Yeah.
She
got that Oscar nom out of the way. She's ready to do some superhero stuff. Yeah, that's tradition.
Do it.
I think the last time that happened, we got a Catwoman. Let's hope this happens better.
That's where you get the cash. That sweet superhero cash.
Wait, did Anne Hathaway get it before Black Cat as well as Catwoman? Because Haley Berry got an Oscar then played Catwoman. That'd be great if all the cat characters got Oscars first.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Oh, and before we leave, our amazing turning into theme artist.
There's more than this. I've got questions.
I'm sorry. I was just going to show off this image.
No questions. No. But Koi, we're showing it.
I was just showing this beautiful image.
We're showing
it
now.
It's a
beautiful image.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Our three of three, I want to point out that not only does this include my adorable son, Spidey Cat, but as I am a fan of Deadpool and Spider-Man, this includes both Spider-Man and Deadpool because he's got a little Spidey keychain, which I also have one of those. So it's amazing. Thank you, Blackbeard. I love these.
Yeah, Jobius is awesome.
Now we all three have one.
Madison, did you have something you wanted to say, dear?
Yes.
What is it?
I wanted to shout out my friends Ruby and Riley.
Oh, Ruby and Riley, shout out.
Shout out to Ruby and Riley.
Shout out. What are the questions? quick questions.
Yeah, Tommy Taylor at Greyhound Rob Trump 1. Who would you cast Jason Segel as in the MCU? You guys are amazing.
Oh, you also are amazing.
Yeah, Jason
Segel.
Tommy, Jason Segel.
Ooh. Mysterio? Could he be Mysterio?
He's also, in the How I Met Your Mother vein. Could also be Mysterio.
You get Mysterio.
I like his stature. He's a really good dramatic actor in the movie he did with Jesse Eisenberg. I'd love to see him in something. Ooh, he'd be a fun, different Phil Ulrich.
Ooh.
Because it'd give him the opportunity to turn into the Hobgoblin.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
The guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I was like, why do I not know
Yeah. So it'd be fun to see him go Hobgoblin after you fall in love with him as the lovely reporter.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go Ned Leeds, but we've already got a Ned Leeds, so I was thinking Phil Ulrich for that reason.
Yeah.
An Osborn would be fun. I just want to see him do drama for some reason.
He would be too old to play
Harry.
Yeah.
He's not quite old to play Norman.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Brian Cranston's my Norman Osborn.
Oh my God!
He's saying
it.
He's saying it all the MCU. He's not saying Spider-Man.
No, I mean Spider-Man's kind of where my head is at.
Yes,
I know, right? Yeah.
Silver Surfer.
Actually,
he's got enough charisma.
You know what?
Yeah, not bad,
right?
Yeah, I can stand behind that one.
Yeah, I can stand behind that.
All right, so there you go.
Not the watch. He's too funny to be watcher.
What if they had Matt McConaughey as Silver Surfer, and he's just the bro-iest superhero? Like, you don't know how the inflection of everything Silver Surfer says is. What if he's just like, I'm the Herald of Galactus.
Man, I'm sticking next Power to Keanu Cosmic. Reeves.
What if I got
my
just fine planets to
That's
consume,
my Silver
bro?
Surfer. How quickly will Spider-Man make a billion? This is from Holden Elms at Cuban Thor 88.
Holden Elms.
How quickly will it make a billion?
5 weeks.
Yeah, I'd say 5 to 6.
Five to six.
National domestic. Open first. Think of being a billion.
No. Sorry. Total.
I was like, good God,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. No. Total.
America.
Total. Worldwide. Yeah, worldwide.
I was gonna say, depending on how quickly it opens,
it'll be 330 to 350 million domestic.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then the rest of it'll make 700 million worldwide, and I'm calling 6 weeks.
All right.
Six weeks.
All right.
Sweet. Okay. And we answered this. Mitch Evans at Mitch Evans 94. Did we see too much of the Spider-Man trailer? And is the idea of there being too much Iron Man a concern?
I don't know that there's going to be too much Iron Man. I honestly
think we saw most of the Iron Man.
Yeah, it's going to be a top heavy Iron Man. And
yeah, we'll see a lot of him in the first act, and then he'll come into the third act. But I think most of the second act will be Iron Man less.
And they showed basically the sell point of Downey Jr. being in the movie. Like, you hire that man to sell tickets, so of course you put him in the trailer. Like, it makes sense that it's so heavy on the Iron Man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't prefer it, but I don't think he'll be in it nearly as much as the trailer implies.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
We don't need Iron Man for it to be really good.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
And then the last thing, there was Popcorn Talk did a quiz, poll. They did a poll. Which upcoming Marvel movie are you most excited for? And it looks like 40% was Avengers Infinity War, 30% Guardians of the Galaxy, 17% Black Panther, and 13% Deadpool 2. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, Thor Ragnarok's not even on that list, and that's what I'm excited for.
It's okay.
Yes, well, thank you.
That was our Merry Marvelites.
1% of people were excited for Deadpool 1 until it happened, and it changed cinema.
Forever. Forever.
We're gonna drive home without the radio on. Yeah. It's just gonna be you making radio DJ sounds the whole way
up. Oh, I hope so.
It's getting weird, folks.
Next up, REO Speedwagon. all right, that's our show. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Where can we find you?
At Markeia McCarty on Twitter and Instagram. That's MarkeiaMccarty.
Cool.
You can find me at CoyjanDreau on Twitter and Instagram. And I just did a movie fight that is on the internets, on the YouTubes now. And it was so much fun. So check it out.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Did you have fun?
We had fun.
Will you come back? I know you live way down in the OC. It's a bit of a drive for you.
It's quite all right, though.
And you save lives down there. You do medical delivery stuff, right?
To hospitals.
That's amazing.
That's awesome, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We need more people out there like you, sir. Thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us, Madison. Did you have fun? Yeah. Yes, did you have fun with our toys? Yeah, it's okay if you did.
And thank you for that uncanny 11 shirt.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It's a combination of two worlds I love.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go have some Eggos after this.
Oh my god, I want waffles. So I even made that joke last night with Brittany. We were home. I was like, I want waffles, and I looked at the clock. She's like, did you just look at the clock? I was like, it's 10 o'clock. I can still make it to the store.
Waffle time.
It's waffle time.
If David Harbour becomes Cable, then that shirt is so many levels of meta as Deadpool would want.
What? Yeah, so good. My name is Matt Key at the Matt Key. You can find me here. You can find me on Twitter. We were on Screen Junkies today. Yeah. I'll be on Screen Junkies later this week. And I'll be on my comic book show Wednesday Club at Geek and Sundry's Twitch channel tomorrow. We're talking DC. So I've been reading a lot of DC, which is not typically my wheelhouse, but I like it a lot. We're talking DC tomorrow, Rebirth, and sort of like pre-post-crisis kind of primer, in a way. If you're interested in DC at all, you can come watch Taliesin and Amy tell me all about DC, because I will be listening for 3/4 of that show.
Okay.
Anyway, that's us. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with more Marvel movie news.
Will we?
We will. Peer, 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 peer.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.